Hello again. This is Matt Cain at mattcain.com on September 26, 2005. The title of today's podcast is Why Bother? And I hope you'll forgive me if it's a bit more serious than I usually am. Earlier this month, I read several blog posts that bemoaned the futility of commenting on Judge John Roberts, since his Supreme Court confirmation is a foregone conclusion. I wrote a poem in response, but neglected to post it. Roberts' related lethargy seems to be contagious. But Friday's email brought me a reminder of my oversight, a letter from former Governor Howard Dean urging people to speak out against Roberts. Dean's letter says in part, quote, "Some people even say that it's useless for us to speak out against him. They say we're wasting our time. But how will we win any battle if we don't stand up for what we believe and speak the truth? More importantly, how will Americans know what to expect from a Democratic Congress and Democratic president if we don't fight for our values at every opportunity?" Close quote. And now, my newly forgotten poem, which is called Why Bother? Judge John Roberts' confirmation is a certainty, it's true. We're powerless to stop it, yes, no matter what we do. But to those who say it's futile, making fun of things I rue, I say it feels essential, and that you should do it too. And speaking of my need to criticize Judge Roberts, I'm very disappointed in the three Democratic senators on the Judiciary Committee who voted to recommend Roberts' confirmation as Chief Justice, Senators Cole, Leahy, and Feingold. Moreover, while I applaud Senator Harry Reid's decision to oppose Roberts, I have to quibble with his reason for voting nay and with his decision not to support a filibuster. Reid said that there are, quote, too many unanswered questions about the nominee to justify a vote confirming him to this enormously important lifetime position, close quote. But while Roberts was certainly unforthcoming throughout his hearing, he actually knows something about nominee Roberts that, in and of itself, justifies both a no vote and a filibuster. I'm referring to Roberts' serious ethical breach in failing to recuse himself from the three-judge panel hearing the Hamdan v. Rumsfeld appeal while interviewing for a Supreme Court nomination. The United States is a party to that case, which concerns the constitutionality of Gitmo military tribunals. So it was a conflict of interest for Judge Roberts to interview for a presidential appointment while that appeal was pending before him. As TalkLeft.com points out, judicial ethics and 28 U.S.C. 455 mandated recusal. And that brings me to my Mr. Propriety limerick. Judge Roberts is a fan of propriety and maintaining his impartiality. Yet on Hamdan he ruled. Does he take us for fools? His actions the height of hypocrisy. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. You can read the text version with some relevant links in the September 26th entry of my Notables weblog. Just go to mattcain.com, click on my Notables weblog, and scroll down to September 26th. So long for now. And thanks for listening.